Peter Jackson's massive film version of The Lord of the Rings, based on J.R.R. Tolkien's epic literary trilogy, stands as one of the towering achievements of modern cinema. Made as three separate films for a combined cost of more than $300 million, The Fellowship of the Ring, The Two Towers, and The Return of the King reaped overwhelming success both commercially and artistically. And now the epic saga is finally complete with the new and highly anticipated DVD release, The Return of the King Special Extended Edition, a 4-DVD set including both an expanded version of the film and two discs of special features and extras. The extended cut of the film includes 50 minutes of scenes. Yes, you heard correctly, nearly an hour of new footage, added to what was already the longest and most spectacular film in the series. What footage it is! We finally get to see that controversial scene of Saruman in confrontation with Gandalf, which had been excised from the theatrical release, and which infuriated Christopher Lee. Its inclusion here adds dramatic punch to the film. And there are extra or extended scenes for nearly all the major characters. These flesh out characterizations, explain story connections, and add dramatic weight. We also get a better idea of just how Frodo and Sam managed to reach Mount Doom near the film's climax, and we get a clearer impression of the weight and burden of the ring itself. There are also stunning sequences involving the bones of the undead, which must have been a painful scene to cut out originally, and spectacular footage of those mysterious giant eagles, as well as much, much more. The theatrical cut of Return of the King was powerful and overwhelmingly emotional. With the new added footage in the extended edition, the emotional wallop mellows somewhat, even as it becomes far richer and more satisfying. The film transfer in this special edition, the picture, color, and sound, can only be described as stunning. Extras in the set include four separate fascinating feature-length commentaries by Jackson and cast and crew. There are more extras than we could possibly mention, but suffice it to say that a documentary on Tolkien's philosophical influences and experiences and how these find expression in the story and film is superb. Another documentary focusing on the making of the film is amazing, as is the feature about the building of the set of Minas Tirith, and the feature on the editing of the film, which gives great insight into the art of filmmaking. There are excellent features on adapting the books, training the horses, selecting locations, designing effects, etc., etc., etc. The documentaries and extras are of exceptionally high quality, and the outstanding contributions of the director, writers, production team, technicians, craftspeople, and cast detail the love and obsession, the teamwork, vision, ingenuity, and integrity that went into the making of these films. One unforgettable extra features footage of the final day of shooting, with Peter Jackson filming Elijah Wood's character of Frodo in his last pivotal scene. The director orders retake after retake after retake, even though he has already received a good take of the scene. The fact that Peter Jackson simply cannot let go of the final scene of the final film of a project to which he devoted so many years of his life, and that emotion can be so clearly seen on his face, is profoundly touching, as moving as the film itself. Not since Gone with the Wind or The Godfather has a cinematic adaptation of a literary source so captured the public's imagination and so successfully delivered the goods artistically. No director has ever shot three such massive and complex films in a row, nor has any director finished a series more spectacularly. It is Peter Jackson's masterpiece, true to both Tolkien's spirit and to the wonderful archetypes involved. This special extended edition of the final film is a monumental DVD release.
Celluloid Dreams correspondent Dennis Kwiatkowski. It's time for intermission here on Celluloid Dreams. In the second half, DVD reviews of Troy and Ice Station Zebra, and the writer, director, and lead actress of The Merchant of Venice. All this and more when we return.